Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, Opinion and Perspective. Everything we hear is an opinion, not a fact. Everything we see is a perspective, not the truth. Marcus Aurelius. So many things in our lives that we experience and accept as true are really just a matter of perspective and a matter of perception. Often we make this mistake just because we only have our worldview to go off of. And so we think that what we've experienced, because we've experienced it, it must be true. But the Stoics remind us that everything in our experience is simply our perception of it, and our perceptions are often wrong. They also remind us that we should be prepared at any moment to let go of anything that we hold as facts or truth, because at any moment we could get new information and our old opinions could simply go out the window. We see this with optical illusions. We see imaginary things in the shadows. We see this in mistakes by witness testimony in court trials, where they will attest to something and swear that it's true, and yet the video evidence will show the complete opposite of what they saw. And everything that we experience is really just signals coming into our brain and our brain trying to make sense of it. It's trying to match it to things that it knows and has seen in the past. Is that a saber-toothed tiger or a strange bush? Is that a bear or some gnarled up tree? Is that mist or is it a ghost? It looks to what it learned in the past and it tries to match it to something that it already knows. The other day, my partner sent me a link to an audio file and asked me what I heard on it. And I'm sure probably some of you out there have heard this file. And I'm going to play it here because what was fascinating about this is that you could have two different people listening to the exact same file and hear two completely different things. So I'm going to play this for you, and I will make sure that I put the link to this audio file in the show notes.
Laurel.
So the strange thing was is that I heard the word Laurel, and my partner heard the word Yanny. And we were sitting in the same room listening to the exact same instance of it, and we could hear completely different things. Now, there's some people who are able to hear both, and some who only hear one, and some who only hear the other, which is absolutely fascinating for me. So the New York Times website has put this together with a different player where you can filter out the different frequencies and hear both of the files. So I'm going to play that for you as well so you can hear the difference as it goes from one to the other.
Laurel.
And the point of playing this for you is to show that our reality is really our perception. So if we are able to hear only lower tones, then we're going to hear Laurel. If we're able to hear the higher tones, we're going to hear Yanny. So if this can happen with us listening to an audio file, how many other things can we misperceive things and our brains misinterpret the signals that are coming in? Now, this doesn't mean that we should disbelieve or discount everything that we see or hear. But it does mean that we should be willing to apply Stoic rationality to everything that we see and perceive in our lives. And this is the basis of the scientific method, which is This is my opinion based upon the best information that I have. I will be willing to change that opinion when I get new information. Or, in the most succinct way that I've ever heard it put, strong opinions, loosely held. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. Do you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear addressed on the show? Go to www.stoic.coffee and scroll down to the bottom of the front page, and you can send me a message, and I will do my best to answer your question using Stoic principles. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or donate to our Patreon account. And lastly, if you could download the Radio Public app and listen to us that way, we get paid every time you listen to this podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.